for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 109 with wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, clear skies, upper 70s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, around 100, heat values as high as 108, wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 70s, and Saturday, again, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. It's all about the heat today across the Sunflower State. Excessive heat warnings and other heat-related warnings in effect for much of the Sunflower State today through Saturday. The heat index is between 105 and 108 degrees for the eastern half of the state. The combination of heat and humidity creating a dangerous situation. Heat illnesses are possible. Those in the know advising to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air conditioning whenever possible, and to stay out of the sun. Also, be sure that the four-legged family members are being looked after as well. Celebrating victories and or drowning sorrows after losses, that'll be the scene at KU this season as the sale of beer and wine at home football games has been approved. KU joining a number of Big 12 schools to offer alcohol sales at sporting events. Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
The Kansas City Royals planning to extend the netting at Kauffman Stadium to better protect fans. That decision comes after a young fan was struck by a hard-hit foul ball Sunday during the Royals game against the Detroit Tigers. Royals spokesman Toby Cook says the girl was kept at a hospital overnight for observation and that the club had commissioned a study on how to expand the netting before Sunday's incident. The timing of extending the netting depends on engineering and design challenges, but Cook said more netting could be added before the season ends. Republican State Senator Ed Berger from Kansas continues to recover after fracturing a vertebrae while vacationing in Colorado. The 73-year-old Berger recuperating at a Denver area hospital after falling down steps on the 4th of July at an Airbnb just west of Winter Park. Berger says he plans to return home to Hutchinson early next week. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Weather and markets have been a big concern for farmers this year. A recent report from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service shows the impact of the wet weather and flooding in Nebraska has hit the state's two most dominant crops, corn and soybeans. In its crop report for this week, USDA rated Nebraska's 10 million acre corn crop as being in 63% good and 13% excellent condition, while 19% of the state's corn was rated fair and 4% poor. For Nebraska's soybean crop, the USDA says that conditions rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 24% fair, 63% good, and 8% excellent. And take care out there. The National Weather Service issuing an excessive heat warning through Friday evening for much of the state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/KS to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/Fraud Watch Network for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Bringing the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nemaha County one step closer to reality, a site map and term sheet were released this week. Negotiations had been ongoing in recent months with regard to specifics and responsibilities of the wind farm developer, who has identified 120 and 12 alternate sites, primarily in the southeast part of the county. Opponents to the project have been vocal and active, crowding county commissioners' meetings in efforts to delay or set aside the project. The public will have access to the proposed agreement, which is yet to be approved by commissioners. 4-H fair families joined board members cleaning up the Marshall County Fairgrounds Sunday afternoon and setting up for this week's annual county fair in Blue Rapids. As a result of recent flooding, some parking and camping sites will be forced to move. Camping will also be available at the former Gators Grocery Store parking lot in Blue Rapids. Activities kick off Thursday with a horse show at 9. A kids' rodeo is planned at 6, and the carnival will be set up for operation Thursday evening. Wristband nights this year will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with discount armbands available through Thursday at the Extension Office in Marysville and in Blue Rapids at State Bank. They are $25 in advance, $30 at the gate. All 4-H and open entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8, and KNDY will begin live reports Friday afternoon, continuing through Tuesday. The fair schedule is posted on our KNDY website. Fair Board President Bob Lindquist noted the cleanup efforts following recent flooding, but noted that the fair will begin on schedule.
We had a lot of tree damage down there and a lot of water to deal with. The rabbit barn might have an issue with water, and also the camping and parking might be limited on the east side of the creek anyhow. The ground's probably going to be pretty soggy, so we'll just have to wait and see. We've added the Renegade Pullers for Friday night. We've got helicopter rides coming in, which is going to be new to us. The carnival starts on Thursday and runs through Sunday with wristbands Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with Sunday as the rain date. Got a different pony ride coming this year than what we've had. Other than that, I think we're on track with everything.
Troy Mingy, age 34, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Troy Mingy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pulled pork on a bun, cucumbers and onions, baked beans, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, California blend vegetables, a wheat roll and peaches. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
The days of summer celebration continues at CJ Express. Stock up your fridge and coolers with specials on sports drinks, energy drinks, and bottled waters and sodas, like the Starbucks Double Shot, 2 for $5. Specialty pizzas this month at the West Store are Pizza from Hell and the Twisted Aloha Pizza, with pepperoni, bacon, green pepper, pineapple, and jalapeno peppers. The heat is on at CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story for the end of the week and into the weekend is the heat. We're going to see some very, very hot conditions, dangerous conditions. We have excessive heat warnings all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, as we'll see highs well into the upper 90s. Some areas in the lower 100s and some areas could see heat values as high as 111 to 115 degrees. So you really got to take this seriously. Do not be outside for an extended period of time and don't leave any animals or children in car, no matter how little of time. Otherwise, not a whole lot going on. We're going to see pretty much dry weather over the next few days. So again, the forecast, like I said, excessive heat warning. Otherwise, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values at 109, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, clear skies, upper 70s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, around 100, wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 77. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Record high on this date, 108 in 1936. The average low, 69. The record low, 57, set in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. 80 outside already this morning with a south wind at 5. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
That can't be right. Christmas already? It's just Elsie Grace's Christmas in July sale. Stop by the store in Frankfort to shop great sales on select items all through the store, all through July. Get a jump on your holiday gift giving in July. Save yourself some stress and money and shop Elsie Grace's Christmas in July sale now through the 31st.
All of the new 2019s have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 models, the all-new 2019 Chevy Blazer, Chevy Traverse, Chevy Equinox, the 2019 Buick Enclave, and Buick Envision. Available for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Get ready for racing action at Washington Speedway this Saturday. The Need for Speed starts with hot laps at 7:30 and racing at 8 with A-class winged, sportsman, restrictors, junior sprint, and non-winged 600 classes. It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at Jay Husker Racing.
The Astros cool things down in Southern California and the Dodgers dry out in Philly. And the first black player to play for the Red Sox has died. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Astros righty Gerrit Cole brought the breeze to SoCal after fanning 11 in 7 innings of work. Michael Brantley took Felix Pena yard for the 100th homer of his career.
First pitch, and Brantley lifts this one deep to right. It sends back Calhoun, still going back, looking up. See you later! A two-run home run!
On KBME, Houston snaps the Angels' five-game winning streak 11-2. After a 2-hour and 37-minute rain delay in Philly, 6 Dodger pitchers combined to give up just 2 hits. David Freese broke the tie in the 7th.
And David hits the ball high to right field. Going back, Harper to the track, to the wall. It is gone!
On KLAC, Dodgers ripped the Phillies 7-2. Former Red Sox infielder Elijah Pumpsy Green has died at 85. He was the first black player on the last major league team to field one in 1959. And the Open Championship is now underway at Royal Portrush Golf Course in Northern Ireland. The Celtics officially introduced big free agent signing Kemba Walker. Boston lured him away from Charlotte, who refused to offer him a Supermax deal.
You see all the banners, you know, upstairs and in the arena. You know, it's a winning organization, and I want to win. You know, that's what I'm about. You know, throughout my basketball career and as a pro, you know, I haven't won consistently, and, you know, I just want to get a taste of that.
Walker took $30 million less to win in Boston. With Clemson winning 2 of the last 4 national championships, Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney knows what works.
It's always about what's next, and, you know, you got to show up every year with something to prove.
Swinney speaking at the ACC Media Day. NFL Falcons linebacker Deion Jones has agreed to a 4-year, $57 million extension. $34 million guaranteed. Meanwhile, star wideout Julio Jones is expected to report to training camp despite an ongoing contract negotiation. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville Junior's Legion baseball team wins the zone tournament, advancing to state in Topeka later this week. Top seed Marysville was zone host and drew a bye in the first round, took fifth seed Oskaloosa 6-3, and dropped second seed Topeka Kansas Senators 5-0, going undefeated in the tournament. Bottom of the bracket had Topeka edging Oskaloosa 8-7 on Tuesday, as those teams go 3-1, 2-2 respectively. Again, advancing the Marysville Juniors to the state Legion baseball tournament in Topeka. Marysville Senior Legion team is second seed to host Sabetha in their zone tournament. Both have first round byes and will open play Monday evening with games at 6 for Marysville and 8 for Sabetha. First round play is set to begin Sunday.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The World Trade Organization has ruled against the U.S. in a pre-trade war dispute with China, opening the door for more retaliatory tariffs. The ruling says some U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods do not comply with WTO rules. The case opened in 2012 when the U.S. implemented tariffs aimed at products the U.S. claimed were unfairly subsidized by Chinese state-owned companies. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is rejecting the ruling, says the report undermines WTO rules. The report says the U.S. must use distorted Chinese prices to measure subsidies. According to Lighthizer, unless the U.S. provides more analysis for the hundreds of pages and provided investigations. China's Ministry of Commerce, in a statement, welcomed the ruling, saying the U.S. had seriously damaged the fairness and impartial nature of the international trade environment. Many USDA employees are refusing to locate as part of a plan to move two agencies to Kansas City. At the Economic Research Service, 72 employees accepted relocation, 99 declined or did not provide a response by the deadline Monday. At the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, 3 employees agreed to move, 151 declined. Now, those figures could shift until April 30th, when the staff is scheduled to report to the new Kansas City headquarters. The proposed move by Ag Secretary Perdue seeks to streamline USDA to reduce costs and place two agencies closer to stakeholders. But employees in opposition to the move say the number of workers exiting the two agencies represents a great loss of experience. Many of the impacted employees have allegedly told the American Federation of Government Employees they would move temporarily until finding a job at their preferred locality. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Wednesday was an interesting day in our futures markets. Agriculturally speaking, we saw some pressure on Kansas City wheat. Soybeans finished under pressure as well. Corn was the bright spot on the day. September corn up 3/4 at 436. December up 1/4 at 441.5. September Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 441.75. December down 4 at 462.25. August soybeans down 5.25 at 882.5. September beans down 5.5 at 888.25. Similar losses in each of the later months. The products were down as well. August soybean meal was down 90 cents at 307.50. September down 90 cents at 309 even. August bean oil 27.68, down 31 points. September was at 27.79, down 32 points. So nothing positive in the soy complex. And we saw some struggles with the Kansas City wheat as well. As far as livestock is concerned, cattle did poorly. Hogs did much better. August live cattle down a dime at 108.12. October down 50 at 108.75. Later months were all on the downside as well. Feeders really did not fare well. August down 47 at 140.57. September down $1.10 at 140.77. And the back months after September were all down by more than a dollar. So it was a tough day for cattle
on Wednesday. Hogs did much better. Some nice gains there. August Hogs up 295 at 82 even. October Hogs up 252 at 77.82. So some nice positives. Each of the later months in Hogs was up by well over a dollar, some by more than two. So it turned out to be a really strong day for Hogs while cattle struggled. Cotton had kind of a tough day on the day Wednesday as well. October cotton down 44 points, 61.89. December down 57 points at 62.49. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/ks to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
It's time again. And for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The big Farm Progress Show is coming up August 27th, 28th, and 29th, and the emphasis ought to be on big. There is a lot of territory to cover, and there are some ways to get around instead of just walking. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Matt Youngman is the National Events Director for the Farm Progress Company, and he is running the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois on August 27th, 28th, and 29th. And let's talk about how people can plan their visit, Matt.
Sure. So, you know, if you're interested in coming to the show, it's a big show. There's no larger exhibit area anywhere in the country. Our 4 million square feet of tent city, in addition to the 150 acres of parking and 350 acres of field demonstrations, it's a big show to visit. So wear your walking shoes and drink plenty of water. The advancements that we've made have made the show a lot more comfortable for visitors now that we have hard surface streets and permanent restrooms and a lot of those kind of things. But there's plenty of tools on the website to help you plan your day. You can go around and map out the exhibitors that you want to see and you know, check the box. And you'll have kind of a report and a plan to build your day and make sure that you don't have to backtrack across any of those 7 miles of streets.
Ooh, 7 miles, that's a lot of walking. Are there carts available, or can people bring their golf carts to get around easier?
You can, if you have a golf cart, you can bring a golf cart. You buy a kind of a trail pass, sign an insurance waiver, and bring in your own golf cart. We don't allow folks to bring ATVs or side-by-sides or anything like that for liability reasons. You can also rent a golf cart in advance. And then there's also an inventory of 50 personal mobility scooters that are available first come, first serve to rent there. And you can do all of that. More information on that is available at the website. But gate one, which is the main west gate into the show site, is where the golf cart vendor, same vendor, does the mobility scooters as well.
There has never been a shortage of food or drink beverages there at the Farm Progress Show. What do you have available this year?
You know, it's not a carnival. It's a trade show. And so one of the hallmarks of the event is that the food service is done by nonprofit organizations. And it's a way for us to be able to help give back to our host communities. You know, the local 4-H clubs, FFA clubs, churches, Kiwanis clubs, they all do the food service and the car parking and the info booth working and the field demo staffing. And so it's a good opportunity for us to give back to the community. But the menus are different at all the different food courts, and you can certainly get some good food with whatever your tastes may be there at the show.
More Farm Progress Show talk tomorrow. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're closed this week and next for renovations of the building to better serve the livestock producers. Their next scheduled auction is Thursday, August 1st. Again, closed this week and next at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY, 80 already this morning with excessive heat warnings posted. Be advised, heat index values will likely top the century mark today en route to highs near the century mark both today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Look for a break on Sunday. We'll keep our fingers crossed there. Maybe some precipitation, too.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Danny Duffy pitched a strong six innings and ended a nine-start winless skid, and George Soler and Nicky Lopez hit back-to-back RBI singles twice as the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 7-5 last night. The 4-5 Duffy, who took a liner off his throwing hand against Detroit in his start last Friday, scattered six hits and struck out five in sending Chicago to its season-worst sixth straight loss. Duffy's strong start followed Jacob Junis's seven innings of one-run ball Monday and Glenn Sparkman's complete game shutout on Tuesday. The Royals had scored just 15 runs over Duffy's last eight outings. The Royals have come roaring out of the All-Star break, winning 5 of 6 for their best stretch of the season. The Royals wrap up the series with the White Sox with a day game today at 12:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunin and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge. University of Kansas head men's basketball coach Bill Self was named Kansan of the Year by the Kansas Society yesterday. Self was presented with the honor at the annual Kansas Society's banquet in Washington, D.C., accompanied by his wife, athletic department staff, and Kansas government representatives. In his 16 seasons at KU, Self has won 14 Big 12 regular season titles, 8 Big 12 tournaments, and has advanced to the Final Four three times. Former boxing champion Pernell Whitaker has died after he was hit by a car in Virginia. Whitaker was 55 years old. Police in Virginia Beach this week say Whitaker was a pedestrian when he was struck by the car Sunday night. The driver remained on the scene where Whitaker was pronounced deceased. Whitaker was an Olympic gold medalist and welterweight champion. He was regarded as one of the greatest defensive fighters. Thursday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
Marysville Juniors Legion baseball team wins the zone tournament, advancing to state in Topeka later this week. Top seed Marysville was zone host and drew a bye in the first round, took fifth seed Oskaloosa 6-3, and dropped second seed Topeka Kansas Senators 5-0, going undefeated in the tournament. Bottom of the bracket had Topeka edging Oskaloosa 8-7 on Tuesday, as those teams go 3-1, 2-2 respectively. Again, advancing the Marysville Juniors to the State Legion Baseball Tournament in Topeka. Marysville Senior Legion team is second seed to host Sabetha in their zone tournament. Both have first-round byes and will open play Monday evening with games at 6 for Marysville and 8 for Sabetha. First-round play is set to begin Sunday.
When you really need to unplug, we know the perfect spot for it. All about the quietest town in America today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country